It's Nick and Wheeze on Kiss 98.5. Akon and Neo are co-headlining the Nights Like This tour at Darien Lake. We welcome to the show global superstar Akon.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing really, really good. Whose idea was it to get together and collaborate on this tour?
It was actually a joint idea. You know, I was on my way on my tour. He was on his way on his tour. We noticed that we're hitting pretty much the same cities, regions, almost coming right off of each other. He was like, bro, we might just connect this together. Everybody else is doing it. And I'm sure the fans would love to see it. You know what I mean? We ran it by the Live Nation and they totally agreed. And it became a monster package, man. It's been unbelievable.
How do you feel seeing a variety of generations out in the crowd?
That's the best, believe it or not. You know what I mean? Because that it kind of gives you a great level of assurance, too, that you're going to be around for another 10 years. You know, you see the mom, the grandma, then you see the little baby, and then you see the granddaughters. It's like, man, I got like four generations out there. It's unbelievable.
Akon, your album Beautiful Day is a bunch of different influences or styles. Is that a reflection of music you listened to growing up as a kid?
I think it's a combination of everything. You know, music itself always made the music to kind of fit the lyric or topic matter according to the region I'm speaking in. So, it's definitely an international album. Like when you listen to it, there's definitely different parts of the world that's inflected, influenced. And you can definitely hear the growth in me as well, too. You know what I mean? Like as far as the timeline, some of the information from a more personal level. I never really revealed that like that on Moody albums. But this one is definitely a more diverse aspect of the kind of music I listen to on a day-to-day basis.
Do you remember your first day in like a real recording studio with the big headphones?
Yeah, I don't think I'll never forget that day. Interestingly enough, I had two experiences like that. One was when I had invested into my own studio. That was probably one of the moments I'll never forget. You know, a major state-of-the-art studio that I can say, this is mine, you know? But to actually walk into one and never had walked into it before, that happened very earlier in my life because my dad was a jazz musician and he actually was always in major studios. So as a kid, I would always follow him to these studios and be a part of that experience.
What do you want to say to those fans going to see you at Darien Lake?
Oh, man, to them, please, whatever you do, don't come anticipating anything. You know, just come being prepared for everything. Because I promise you, whatever it is you're expecting is not going to be what you expect to see. You can expect to have a lot of fun, though. That I can guarantee. You're going to walk away with the most amazing experience, for sure.
Between you and Neo, who has more fun stuff backstage?
Neo, definitely Neo. Without a question. Yeah, Neo's a diva in this show. That's my dog, but he got way, way, way more stuff than I do. That's for sure.
Akon, have a great time at the tour. Thanks for talking to Kiss 98.5.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, man.